In less than a week, a stampede of top Utah Republicans have abandoned support for Donald Trump in the wake of his leaked tapes. Now Trump and Secretary Hillary Clinton are locked in a virtual tie in Utah, according to one recent poll, at around 26%. But in a close third is a relatively unknown independent contender who has emerged from the so-called Never Trump camp, an independent named Evan McMullen, a Mormon, a BYU graduate, and former CIA operative, polling just a few percentage points behind the embattled Republican nominee. We'll hear from McMullen himself later this hour. But first, to understand what exactly is motivating Utah voters, we turn to Lisa Riley Roach, political reporter for Deseret News.
I think a lot of Utahns have been uncomfortable with their choices at the top of the ticket for a long time. Both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are not popular in Utah. Both finished very, very far behind the other contenders in our March caucus vote. I think because Utah is reliably Republican, we haven't voted for a Democrat for president in this state since 1964. Some Republicans were starting to come around. The argument used was that the Supreme Court hung in the balance, and if they wanted to see like-minded conservatives on the court as opposed to more liberal justices, they needed to vote for the Republican. There's a lot of support here for Donald Trump's running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence.
When did the feeling begin, okay, the court is an issue, and Mike Pence, that really sort of puts me in the Trump column?
That's been a push from some in the party from around the time of the even before the convention. As I'm sure you know, at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Utah helped lead what would have been a protest vote against Trump. Our Senator Mike Lee, who is a close friend of Texas Senator Ted Cruz, tried to force a vote that probably would have just been nothing more than embarrassing to Trump at the convention. But our senior senator, Orrin Hatch, has very much pushed this idea of a Supreme Court, as well as other Republicans here. It's kind of uncharted territory for Republicans not to automatically get behind their nominee, and I think it's been a hard decision. And of course, it became an almost impossible decision for many with the release of the video with Trump's comments. That made it impossible for a number of Republicans here to continue to even say they would vote for Trump.
Utahns are predisposed to not vote Democratic under any circumstances, but Hillary Clinton is even offensive given that, right?
Well, offensive isn't the word I would use. She's just never been popular here.
Right.
Her husband, Bill Clinton, as president, was not popular. You know, he came in third place in 1992 behind an independent candidate, Ross Perot. He declared a national monument in the southern portion of the state and upset a lot of Utahns. It's tough. I mean, neither candidate has been that popular, frankly, nationwide, but that was especially pronounced here. You know, Bernie Sanders got over 80% of the vote in the Democratic caucus and a huge turnout, a lot of enthusiasm for him here.
Now it seems they have permission to vote for Evan McMullen, who's a third option, who's running very strongly in Utah. Tell me a little bit about Evan McMullen.
Now, Evan McMullen is a Utah native. He is Mormon. He has strong credentials in terms of his experience for a lot of Utahns, having served in the CIA, more recently on the Hill with House Republicans. He's a new face to all of us here in Utah, I think. We didn't know anything about him until he stepped up as a potential candidate. So it was a big surprise, and he's really pushing hard here in Utah, as well as some of the other western states that have large blocks of Mormon voters.
Do you know where he's on the ballot?
He's on the ballot only in 11 states, but he is a potential write-in candidate in others, bringing the total up. His campaign hopes to 43 by Election Day.
Lisa Riley Roach is a politics reporter with the Deseret News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So who is this fellow, Evan McMullen, looking to grab Utah's six electoral votes in the chaos and personal agony of voters and become the first independent candidate to win any electoral vote since 1968, when Alabama Governor George Wallace won five states. Independent presidential candidate Evan McMullen joins me now. Evan, welcome to The Takeaway.
Great to be with you.
Isn't that great in America? A gentlemanly fellow who speaks nicely to women trying to make history.
It shouldn't be so noteworthy.
What is the opportunity that you have here, and when did you discover it was really centered in Utah?
Well, I knew even before I got into the race that the Mountain West in general, Utah obviously being part of that, was the key. Why? Because the Mountain West rejected Donald Trump so strongly in the primaries. They also rejected Hillary Clinton, by the way. There's a sense out here that this country just deserves better leadership. They're rejecting both of these two major party candidates and looking for something better. And I think what we've learned about Donald Trump in the past week or so has validated what I and my running mate Mindy Finn have said about Trump for a year now. But I had said early on that he was a chauvinist, that he was abusive towards women. He's proven that he has bragged about sexual assault and claimed that that's what he does. We have, of course, women stepping forward in the past 24 hours saying that he not only bragged about doing that, but he did it to them. None of this should be a surprise. It's no surprise to me. I'm just glad that finally people are seeing what I saw and what Mindy saw for so long. And we're offering the American people a vision for America that's unifying. We believe it's time in America to rededicate ourselves to some of the foundational, timeless truths upon which this country was founded. The idea that all men and women were created equal. You know, I'll just say that I find it so unfortunate that here we are in 2016, and I feel that one of the main things I have to say out there as I'm campaigning is make the case that we're all created equal. And I have to do that because Donald Trump has carried out such an assault on that truth.
What did you play at BYU, basketball or football?
I wasn't an athlete at BYU. I spent most of my time studying, actually. That made its way into my bio. But no, my goal at BYU was to work for the CIA, and I spent most of my time studying very, very hard so that that would happen.
So if you were to win, what's your next play? I mean, do you join a party? Do you do like a Bernie Sanders, or do you do a Lieberman?
If I were to win, I would evaluate that based on what I thought was best for the country. But the way I see it now is that I would likely remain independent. I'm a conservative. I've always been a conservative as an adult. But I do believe that I would be a more effective president as an independent than I would being beholden to either party at this point. But I believe that we need to open up the political process at this point. The leaders that we're getting from both major parties are so terrible. They don't have the courage to stand up for what's right.
All right. So how over the next 4 years, because that's really going to be the story over the next 4 years, no matter who gets elected. And I think at this point it's becoming clearer and clearer. The next 4 years are about realignment. How are you going to be a part of that realignment on the GOP or conservative side?
You know, whether we win or lose, and, you know, our odds for winning, they're tough. And we've been transparent about that since day one. It's not impossible, especially in this campaign where you can catch fire in days. And we've shown that over the past couple of days. So, you know, we're still working hard. But, you know, if we are not, for example, elected, or if whether we are or we're not, I believe it's time in this country for a new conservative movement. This conservative movement must rededicate itself to the truth that we are all created equal and to the cause of individual liberty. The Republicans have lost their way on both those counts, and we see that on display in this election, where we have a racist Republican nominee who some Republicans are rejecting, but not all of them. We have a nominee who believes that men are superior to women. At least he treats them that way. We have a nominee who I don't believes in individual liberty. You see that evidenced by his stop and frisk policy, as well as others.
Evan McMullen is independent presidential candidate, polling very well in the state of Utah. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.